vision.
But I open it on the smart door, so we can all see it. So it's in the project documents, because that's what we can find here. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So I'm the project manager, so I have to fill it in. We have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other. But we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here, so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So, this is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So, we want it to be original. So a nice new design. Trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern. And friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to have the right buttons in the right place, all those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we will do some individual work, get a meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. And the rest also works the same, so when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. Yeah. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you'll have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just a little bit there. I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try the white one, the big white one.
Yes, that will eraser. Kijk. Yeah. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. We can. You can save a file, so if we draw, we have to save everything, don't throw anything away. Mm-hmm. Just, we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything, we just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint, so
it's good.
All right. Yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a smart board. So
that's fantastic.
This speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So. We all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice beast. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh. Doesn't.
This
Oh.
was part of the
Yeah.
assignment and not your
Hmm?
I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal
I just said it's not my idea, but I am the brand manager and officially this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kinda losing time, though. We're losing time.
Ah.
Yeah.
The
Sorry.
first meeting is just a bit loose, loosen up. Bit meeting each other and nice I hope our industrial designer does this better because this is just
Don't count on it.
No. A few legs.
You guess?
Yes, yes.
A hippo.
Well, I should take a hippo now.
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
Oh. Oh, I know.
Well, what is it?
That's
I don't
a
know how to spell
hedgehog.
it.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
Sure. Difficult English word. I didn't know it myself either.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics. Sum it up. Well, it's very painful. Those guys. So, we can just we're going back and now our industrial designer can
Right.
draw its
I'm the industrial
sort of design.
designer animal.
Thank you.
Okay. Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, what's marketing designer.
I think it's what it resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruna.
It's Nijntje.
Nijntje, what kind of animal is that then?
I think, can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
It starts with red.
It's a rabbit. Wow. Looks very nice, right?
Yes.
It looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
We want to erase it.
No. Save it and start a new save it.
Yes?
These are very
And start a new
important.
black black
These are very
document.
important documents, of course. These
Yeah,
don't
well, we have to
Yes,
save
yes.
everything. So
Yeah.
now next one
You
save
draw
it. And then save it and start a next document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different well, pen wipes belying the thickness.
Right.
So well, you should try it, but
I should have made mine a white rabbit.
well, you could have, but
He deliberately
it speaks
draws
for
an animal
itself.
we don't know the English word for.
What the
It looks like an
A just a duck.
Looks like the beast from Sesame Street. Pino.
Yes.
Big Bird.
Is You're standing in front of
It's
it. I can see
the plane?
Right. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw
Do we have to
circles that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just a bit childish, a bit
Do we have
Release your
do we
anger.
have to name the specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well,
Well, save the document and then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will choose a new color and a new pen wipe, so
Why
we can all
do I
see
have to
it.
do the difficult tasks?
Well,
Pen.
first, yeah.
Yeah, that's always.
And then you go to format, I think.
Current
And
color.
current color, and I find new you
I
choose a new
like
color.
they don't have pink. Oh, yeah. I think this is
A new pen wipe, also format. It's not like in paint. Line wipe, and you can choose a
line
nice
width.
width with each other.
50. And then I can draw.
Yeah. Sounds just the way that's the way it works. It's quite easy.
It's a pussy cat. I'm a pussy.
Oh. The line width is too thick, but
Well, then you change it and erase things.
It's big.
It smiles nicely.
Super pink.
Now I have to change the lamp. One. These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
No, it looks great.
Meow. if this isn't obvious.
Well,
just save it.
Yeah,
I'll save it. alright, save.
And start a new blank document.
Blank.
So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well,
oh,
I feel comfortable.
That's it.
We're one big happy family now.
Something like that. Well, then the serious stuff. We want to sell it at €25 internationally. So, we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but. €25. Our profit aim is worldwide €50 million. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at €12.50. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right.
And marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First reviews about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down because presentation is more late. You can take notes. And well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to prepare anything about it.
It's
not my test to talk about the experience with current remote controls.
Well, just we were at four.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get good points. Try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Hey.
On our corporate side, I saw. A new DVD player we're gonna produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
It would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to sell for 50 million.
Yes, 50 million is our aim to profit. So
a lot of people have to be able to use it.
The buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and with every culture and people in every country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then I put in the project folder when I'm done.
I also think we should not have too many buttons.
That's right.
Too much
you
buttons.
You don't use the half then. That's
you can make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and maybe other buttons multi-functional or something.
So it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And maybe we even have more than just DVD player. Don't we have other?
We should make it compatible.
We also just released a TFT.
That's kind of standard. So works in that.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes, so we can keep
most people do.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't be.
It doesn't have to be, but we can.
Well, it's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah,
right.
We need to keep it consistent with other.
Because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give you a nice design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's
that's
pretty that's
different
pretty
than
familiar
familiar
at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use another form or a shape or color.
Well, yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing,
mm-hmm.
or you can make it triangle shaped. That's
well,
not that very recognizable.
More oval or something.
Oval.
And
yeah. We can use it as a game pad.
Oh, that's
good.
One hand has a beer, the other hand.
No, the young people want something different. It is
well,
yeah.
We already,
important
one of our aims is that it has to be original.
Yeah.
And trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah. But you still have to know it's remote, not another.
Yeah.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We have to, we can imagine, because it's a long time on the market. So
yeah.
the form will have been tested out. So
yeah, so the long box shape thing must be beautiful.
Yes.
Or else they would be.
I mean, personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle, I don't like to use them. I it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have, and then the button
yeah,
that I use most has to
yeah,
be here.
Long box shape. Yeah, you have to
it fits
yeah.
your hand,
yeah.
and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
use
the long box
yeah.
shape. Why not? It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
No,
yeah.
no new DVD
players.
Don't
worry,
you
do it like
those.
This. And
you
can make another shape, but then you have.
No, if you look at new Philips, they experience with the
DVD players.
Yes. There. The new remotes aren't box shaped. That's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are somewhat thicker at the end.
Yeah,
they're
right.
A bit thinner
it's
towards the other end.
Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some round round forms.
It has that shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, yeah, all right, but
that's
it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has a round form, but in the end, it's still a box. So that's what I'm.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like
yeah, yeah.
square, but
yeah.
also with round edges, of course. But
yeah.
in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with convenient round shapes.
Right, maybe
to
something
fit.
Like this or.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, so
a button here to
button
switch
button.
Between different systems, like
yeah.
DVD player, and so you can.
A big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah.
With the numbers.
We have 5 minutes left, so.
But it should also be not too small, not too big, of course.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
to
possible to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
There has to be some space between buttons.
Yeah, of course. So to have icons to explain the different
yeah, right.
functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe we
should
develop.
Oh, yeah.
I just think maybe we can, just like with cell phones, those flanges.
Yeah.
You can put on the phone.
So
you can customize your own remote with different colors or
right.
paint job. I don't know.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials. Or
well, it's just about a few years now. So I think individually we'll have to. Come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials, the markets, etc.
Already
yes.
thought
it's
about
it's
something.
It's important to notate all the decisions. That
yes.
So.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your room.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's logical. I think.
No problem.
Oh, and then that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Now we can
yeah.
still talk about the materials.
Yes,
we have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber, I think.
It shouldn't be too heavy.
Yeah.
I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be loose.
And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to to connect things.
Is there a universal universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? It's all about.
I think so. It's
it's not
a
constant
standard way.
Yeah.
You know, infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah. But you can have, of course, different between DVDs and televisions.
It's
and
we make a universal remote, so it has to work with all kinds of brands. And
without TVs, it must be made in China and that sort of thing. So
probably, yeah. China rules.
And, I wrote something down about how it works. The user presses a button and with an infrared beam, but the signals are vision set accordingly, but it's pretty obvious.
Argo, with the front is idea?
Well, I think we can look into that in the next
universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use the front on it. Yeah? You can use the display.
Yes.
But you can
use you get a normal front with it, but you can change them on your time.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So
you can make a profit with them, and it's a way to make them trend.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra efforts.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah,
simple color, not very flashy.
Well, it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, black and silver. So
standard. But people often like bright colors or something. Right. To make it gray. Young people. Yeah, then you can use front.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But that's marketing research.
Yeah,
you can ask.
I will investigate.
Yes. Well, our user interface. You can I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and if you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Also the look and feel of the
remote
source of my task.
What's the URL of the website?
I was wondering that too.
You
went to the company website.
No,
it's the start.
I didn't tell you.
Finish meeting now!
All right. Well, I'm going to make
next meeting is
in 30 minutes, but I think you will do more. So to get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop.
it's half the normal size.
Right.